Unit 18. Traveling in groups. You may have noted the Japanese preference for doing things in groups. This tendency is prevalent in many social contexts: education, business, politics, and recreation as well. You will notice that almost everywhere you go in Japan, people travel in groups. While many Americans take advantage of package group tours, the Japanese do so far more frequently when traveling abroad. They generally find it more secure and comfortable to travel with a group of friends, co-workers, alumni from the same high school, etc., especially to a place where they have never been before. Though comfortable and secure, such groups tend to only make brief stops at famous spots filled with other tourists to allow the group members to stay only at hotels where there is Japanese-speaking staff and to eat at restaurants where the food is not extremely foreign, which sometimes means eating at a sushi restaurant in New York City, for instance. You may wonder to what extent, if at all, they can experience the culture through direct contact with the local people. It is difficult, and they usually end up speaking Japanese to one another, eating Japanese food, and even reading Japanese newspapers while away from home. If you encounter such a group in the U.S., you may get a very positive response if you try out your Japanese language skills on them.